Today, two tech startups you might have heard of went public. One is Square, which makes those little white squares to swipe credit cards. The other is Match Group, the online dating giant. Both companies had nice day one pops, their stocks selling well above the initial offering price. Interestingly, though, those initial prices were set low, as NPR's Aarti Shahani reports, really low.
Square was planning to price somewhere between $11 and $13 a share, which analysts say is already pretty cheap. But then the company went even lower, setting shares at $9. And Match went for $12, also on the low end. This could be significant. But before we get into how, let's take a look at each company separately, starting with Match.
Currently, they earn $20 pre-tax for every $100 they collect.
Kathleen Smith is an analyst with Renaissance Capital.
It has very high profitability for every user.
Smith is an expert in initial public offerings. She knows the scene. And in her opinion, Match is a really strong company. It actually turns a profit. It has millions of active users on Match.com and its other brands, OkCupid and the infamous app Tinder, where you swipe to like. Interestingly, that app was born in-house.
That's an impressive skill. And they can do that without spending a lot of money.
The problem is, Smith says, other companies have given internet startups a bad name. For example, Etsy, which went public recently, has taken a nosedive. And so Wall Street's clamming up. In 2012, Smith says, a company like Match would have sold for a lot more because back then, investors had an appetite, a tolerance for risk.
That tolerance is no longer in this market that we're in today.
That decision to price at $12, Smith says it signals a power shift. Match, they're not in control.
It's the IPO investor that's calling the shots here.
They're not on top.
They're not on top. Oh, gosh. They're not on top. Oh, you're good.
Now let's turn to the second company hitting Wall Street today, Square.
Square had this very unique proposition of allowing anybody to accept credit cards.
Gil Luria, analyst with Wedbush Securities, recalls Square's glory days.
It was a very novel idea.
In its first couple years, Square got people to use iPhones and little white dongles to pay with plastic. At farmers markets, art fairs, its founder Jack Dorsey, also chief of Twitter, was a golden child, the man with the Midas touch. That story has flipped.
It's gotten a lot more complicated.
Now, it's Square has yet to turn a profit. The market's saturated. There's new, better competition. Though one could look at today's initial trading and say, no, Square is killing it. Sure, it priced at $9, but stock ended up soaring and closed above $13. It's a very successful initial public offering. Luria doesn't buy it.
Square priced the IPO low in order for the stock to pop on its first day of trading to create a perception of a successful IPO.
Perception is key. The prices of Square and Match will go up and down. But those initial prices, those lackluster prices, they're kind of a cold shower for Silicon Valley. Luria and other analysts say the hype around tech is fading. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.